Welcome to What in God's Name? Short Form. We're here to help you understand our common life using moral language, moral concepts, and moral frameworks in shows that are short, 7 minutes or less. Today's show, How Liberals Helped Make America's Moral Mess, What You Need to Understand About Hierarchies and Goodness. What we want to help you understand today is how the authority of goodness relies on hierarchical thinking. And so whenever the political left, political liberalism, succeeds in convincing people that all hierarchies are always and everywhere bad and should be flattened, the liberal left is at the same time succeeding in eroding the authority of goodness. Very simply, moral judgments require hierarchies, the ability to distinguish what is better from what is worse, to distinguish what is superior from what is inferior, to distinguish what is noble from what is base. We could not function as individuals or as a society without ranking things higher and lower. And we do this all the time. A movie gets 5 stars or 0 stars or somewhere in between. The same for a hotel or a restaurant. If you have a leaky pipe in your house, you don't want to call a bad plumber to do the repairs. You want to call a good plumber. In our moral imagination, we used the spatial metaphor of higher and lower to visualize our rankings, our judgments. Not all movies, hotels, restaurants, or plumbers are the same. Some are better. They rank higher. Some are worse. They rank lower. To be fair, some hierarchies can become rigid over time, and can become disconnected from their proper function and morph into a means for those on the top to control those on the bottom. Many examples from history come to mind where rigid societal hierarchies keep whole classes of people down. It's this kind of stultifying hierarchy that the political left quite rightly aims to reform or flatten or reorder. But just because some hierarchies are unjust or serve merely the interests of the powerful does not mean that all hierarchies are bad. In fact, those who are at the bottom of unjust social hierarchies of power need moral hierarchies as a basis for changing unjust arrangements. Example: in 1965, televised images of police brutality against peaceful civil rights protesters in Selma, Alabama, pricked the conscience of the nation. If there's no shared sense of a better or higher or more honorable way for a society to work, then there's no way for change to happen short of coercive violence. Conscience only works if there's a hierarchy of value, a vision of a higher good. In other words, moral hierarchies give those without worldly power a foundation for relatively bloodless, relatively nonviolent change by appealing, as Lincoln said, to the better angels of our nature. Today we're in a place where goodness has lost its authority to constrain bad behavior and point us in the direction of societal flourishing. The political left has contributed to this erosion by going too far when it says all hierarchies are bad, everywhere, all the time, and must be flattened. This leads to moral relativism and eventually to a sort of kind-hearted nihilism that says, in the name of inclusivity and tolerance, that all perspectives are equally valid, and you can have your truth, and I have my truth, regardless of what the truth really might be. What this kind-hearted nihilism cannot deal with is evil. Without a hierarchy of virtue, without the ability to judge what is praiseworthy from what is blameworthy, to judge what is honorable from what is shameful, without an ability to distinguish the higher from the lower, everything is up for grabs. The wicked prosper, and the people perish for want of a vision of the good, the true, the beautiful. Many factors have led us to this flattened world. A portion of the political left, in its desire to flatten all hierarchies all the time, has contributed to the erosion of the authority of goodness to constrain bad behavior and direct us toward a positive vision of human flourishing. We need a hierarchy of virtue with goodness at the top. This has been What in God's Name Short Form, a production of the S1 Project. If you like what you heard today and think it might be helpful to share with a friend, please do. Check us out and get our newsletter at s1project.org. I'm Pastor Christopher Owen. We'll be back with more soon.